Nation is beginning to filter through our society more and more, and in religion, and probably in popular culture, because there are many influential people at the forefront of popular culture that lean toward Scientology and New Age religions, and they believe in large part in reincarnation. So I want to talk about reincarnation today. I want to talk about it in religion and pop culture, and then I want to talk about what the Bible says about it. Reincarnation is the rebirth of a spirit in another body. As far as we can tell, as we go back, about 500 years before Christ, it began with Plato. And these ideas and doctrines exist in Platonism. And it's in this philosophy that it's most prominent, that of reincarnation. Plato believed that souls existed from eternity, and that fallen souls are sent to earth to be purified, going through a process of rebirth in different bodies, even into animals, and then reborn into a human body in another life. Platonism, the philosophies of Plato, as they took on various forms throughout history, they were adopted by world religions. And we look back in formalized religion back to about 9 years before Christ, when these things were believed in the formal religions of man. Interesting, just a little while before Christ, that the formal religions began to take them on. And these philosophies, as men have adopted them, they have guided many religions in their ideas of God, as well as in reincarnation. The Gnostics, after the time of Christ and during the early first few hundred years of the church, even now today, Gnostics were greatly influenced by Platonism, as it had evolved, and was fused with Oriental mysticism. This is called Neoplatonism, with many of the Gnostic sects adopting doctrines of reincarnation. Today, Platonism has evolved and influences New Age religions, and they have adopted reincarnation and oftentimes call it transmigration of souls. The picture on the slide behind me, this shows two individuals. It is a sculpture, and it's in Mexico City. Here is an adult, and holding him in the arms, it seems like it would be, is a little infant, a newborn. And the idea is, here you've got one spirit and two bodies. And this is representative of reincarnation, because reincarnation is one spirit in multiple bodies. One dies and the spirit goes into another, and it dies and the spirit goes into another. And so this sculpture represents this. In Hindu art, we see that this is very prevalent, reincarnation, and this is the religion of those in India. And the Hindus believe that souls are immortal and born into bodies time and time again. Through this process, they believe that they have experiences and learn lessons and evolve spiritually. In the end, they believe that they graduate from physical birth and no longer are reincarnated. Now, it's interesting, as we contrast Eastern religion to the New Age religion that we have today in our society, Eastern religions believe that reincarnation was a curse. Who would want to live here on earth over and over and over and over again? They were trying to get to eternity when they didn't have to be reincarnated again in another body. But it's funny today in our culture that reincarnation is glorified, that it seems to be an escape from judgment and eternal punishment, and you become immortal. And in the New Age doctrines, you become a god, little g god. You are your own god. You are immortal. You live on earth, it seems like, for eternity. And so it's a very interesting contrast. Eastern religions, reincarnation is a curse, and in New Age religion, it's something that is grand and glorious, that makes you immortal. Well, here in Tampa, of course, we have a church of Scientology, and this is a very popular religion with them. They're widely known for their belief in reincarnation. And this religion believes in reincarnation as taught by its founder, Ron Hubbard. And I bring this one up because there are many famous people in the media, movies, that are Scientologists, Will Smith, Tom Cruise, John Travolta, or some who've been in the news lately. And so we have the Scientology, the New Age, the reincarnation doctrines influencing our popular culture quite a bit, more and more so. Surveys, 24% of Americans believe in reincarnation. That's one-fourth of our population. In a Harris poll recently, approximately 24% of Americans believe in reincarnation, while 68% believe in the survival of the soul after death. Interesting that of those who regularly attend religious services at least once a week, 18%. Now, these are people who go to church, so you can see that it's coming into religion more and more. Of those who go to church weekly, 18% of them believe in reincarnation. While of those who never attend services, 33% of them believe in reincarnation. So more people who aren't going to church at all believe in reincarnation, but more and more people going to church believe in reincarnation. There was a news item I watched on June 11th, 09, and it was before coming here to the assembly. And there was a couple whose son, they said, beginning at about, I think, age two, would have dreams, and he would draw these pictures. And so they began to think that well, this is a reincarnated soul, that there's no way any young boy could imagine this, so he has to have a reincarnated soul. So they go traveling throughout the country and the world and interviewing all sorts of people. And they decide that their son has the reincarnated soul of a World War II pilot who was shot down and killed. And so now they write this book, Soul Survivor. It's been on Fox News, it's been other places, being promoted by these parents, and now they take the young boy with them to promote the book and to make their money. Interesting enough, in the cases where this allegedly happens, as the child grows older and older and older, those memories aren't there. Those memories that the parents say, oh, these are memories of this and that and this and that, and the child gets old enough to say, no, I don't remember anything like that. So the message with that is you've got to write your book while your child is young, before they grow up, and they truly understand for themselves what their memories are. And I thought about this. Well, we'll look at the Bible in a few moments. There is no way, if you believe the Bible, you can believe in reincarnation. It's not the truth. It has to be a lie. And why would parents do this to their little boy? Can you imagine growing up being told, no, you're not who you think you are. You're someone else. I mean, that's terrible to do to your child. Now, I'm going to do something I've never done before. I'm going to play the audio of the next clip here. Jay, I don't think you'll have to adjust the audio in the auditorium here. But I want you to hear what the father says. And I want you to listen for some key words here. Facts. These are facts beyond any reasonable doubt. Proof. Past life experiences. Child remembering the spirit and having the spirit of another. I want you to hear what this father says about this. I want to hear you to hear for yourself.
And we followed the things that our son gave us. It became an adventure. It became an adventure, a discovery that went thousands of miles, talking to hundreds of people, and establishing facts beyond any reasonable doubt of proof that this is not a coincidence. This is indeed the past life experience of a child remembering the spirit and having the spirit of another person. Join this reality.
Join this reality. This is reality. This is proof. This is fact. Now, I've not read the book. I don't have to read the book. Don't want to read the book, but I guarantee you they're not quoting scripture in the book. And so this is the idea of this culture we're living in, that this is a fact. Here is proof. You know, you got a young man who drew some pictures, and we went in thousands of miles and talked to all sorts of people, and this is proof. And it's not proof. It's not proof any whatsoever. There's a popular show that's on that's just come on. It's got rave reviews. And that's Drop Dead Diva. And this is on Lifetime. And this is about a model who dies and she comes back to life. Oh, by the way, I got to point this out. That she goes to Heaven's Gate and it's declared that she is a self-centered zero by the gatekeeper. And she begs to return to Earth and she's brought back to life in the body of a respected, intelligent lawyer. And this is exactly a typical reincarnation doctrine. That on earth you weren't good enough. You were a zero. So we're going to send your soul back to earth so that you can learn more, so that you can become a better person. And we're going to do that over and over and over again until you become a good enough person. A good enough person. With the Orientals, they even mix in karma with that. And so this is a typical reincarnation doctrine, and here we see it now in what's declared to be a very popular show that's just hit our airwaves. Maybe some of the kids in the audience saw Wendy Woo, and this was a Disney show, and it was a Disney movie. And here, that there's in this show, there's a Buddhist monk who claims Wendy is the reincarnation of a powerful female warrior and the only person who can prevent an ancient evil spirit from destroying the world. Typical reincarnation doctrine. Now, this was a very popular movie. At the premiere, 5.7 million viewers viewed that night, and making it the fifth highest viewed Disney Channel original movie. Now get this. In Japan, where these reincarnation doctrines are even more popular than they are here, over 5.7, it became the highest rated Disney Channel movie in Japan and was number one in its release from the Disney Channel. In the UK and Europe, the movie broke records, making Disney Channel the highest rated kids channel in Europe. We must be on our guard. As these doctrines are being advocated in our society, and isn't this the way that it happens? Some people who have some religious ideas, they began bringing these ideas into the media, in the things that they want to promote. And you know, we have to watch out, because recreational media, they can make us feel good. Well, you know, you go to a movie and you see a bang bang shoot 'em up movie and some guy's a hero and he's driving a car real fast. What do you want to do? You get out of the theater, you want to drive fast, you want to go save somebody, you want to be a hero. You got to watch out. Because it would be very easy for, I want to be a Wendy Woo. I want to go save the world. You know, I'm the reincarnate spirit of this or that. So we have to be careful, because we oftentimes like to embrace those in recreational media. Parents, we must be on our guard. And I'm not saying you shouldn't ever watch any of these movies or anything like that. But we must be on our guard to educate our children as to what is going on and what is the doctrine being taught within the media. That's our responsibility to teach them. Well, what does the Bible say? Some in the world say that the Bible has especially two figures who are reincarnated. Now, the first one especially is because they don't understand what reincarnation is. They say Jesus Christ was reincarnated. And that's just absolutely not true. Jesus Christ had one spirit, and he rose from the dead in the exact same body that he had, not in some other body. Reincarnation is the rebirth of a spirit in different bodies. Jesus Christ had one body, not multiple bodies. Jesus Christ had one spirit. Jesus Christ was not reincarnated. Now the other one, and we won't take time to look at the scripture with either one of these, but remember that Jesus said that Elijah would come, and quoting back from the Old Testament prophet, and that this Elijah was John the Baptist, and some say that John the Baptist was the reincarnated spirit of Elijah. And that's simply not true, because Jesus himself points out that this was figurative, that this was prophetical, looking forward to the time when one would come preparing for the restoration of Israel. And that one who was preparing the path of Jesus Christ, that was John the Baptist. In the case of Elijah and John the Baptist, it was two spirits in two separate bodies, not one spirit in two different bodies. That is not reincarnation. But turn with me this morning, and you may still be there, to John chapter 3, where our scripture reading was. The reincarnation is all about rebirth. What is the rebirth? And reincarnation believes that rebirth is being born in a different body, a different physical body. Well, that's not what rebirth is in the Bible. Rebirth in the Bible is not a physical rebirth, but it is a spiritual rebirth. In John chapter 3, verse 5, Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." And so we must be reborn, verse 8, of the Spirit, not of the flesh. You see, reincarnation is a fleshly rebirth. That's not the rebirth that we have as Christians. That's not the rebirth that is in the Bible. It is a spiritual rebirth. This rebirth of water and spirit occurs when we are baptized. We've talked about that many times. Acts chapter 2, verse 38, "We're to repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." And then in verse 39, "For the promise is to you." And so this promise of the Spirit and rebirth, this promise is given to us when we're baptized, when we're reborn of water. Turn your Bibles with me over to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. And I want us to look further at this rebirth. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again." All right, born again with a physical body? No, what is this born again about? To a living hope. You see, what is living? Before, our hope was dead. It was dead because we were doomed to eternal damnation because of our sin. But now that we've been born again, a spiritual rebirth, we have a living hope. That's what's living. A living hope, Peter says. A living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And then look at verse 22. Verse 22. "Since you have in obedience to the truth purified your souls for a sincere love of the brethren, fervently love one another from the hearts. For you, having been born again, not of seed which is perishable, but imperishable, that is, through the living and enduring word of God." So how does this new birth occur? We're born again of the Word as we render obedience to this Word. And when we render obedience, what do? We must obey the gospel of Jesus Christ to be baptized for the remission of our sins. Our sins are washed away. We now have this living hope, no longer a dead hope. We are alive again. We had been dead in our sins, the Bible says. And now we are alive again, so we have been reborn. It is a spiritual rebirth, not a physical rebirth. And turn to one other scripture, and that is in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and beginning in verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and beginning in verse 17. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature." Okay, well, what's the difference here with being a new creature and not a new creature? Is it being reborn into some physical body? You die in a physical body and you're reborn in another physical body? No. It is that you are in Christ. When you are out of Christ and you enter into Christ, then you become a new creature. You are born again. It is a spiritual rebirth, not a physical rebirth. And again, how do we enter into Christ? We're baptized into Christ, Romans chapter 3, chapter 6, verse 3, and Galatians 3, 27. We are baptized into Christ. And when we're baptized, born of water and spirit, We are reborn. Now look, continue on. Verse 17, middle of verse 17. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. Verse 18. Now all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. So this rebirth is not dying in one physical body and being born again in another physical body. This rebirth, spiritual rebirth, is being reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. Being reconciled to God. Now continue on. Verse 19. Namely, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. And so when we're reconciled to God, when we obey the gospel, our sins are washed away in the blood of Jesus Christ, reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. We are a new creature. We are born again, born of water and born of spirits. One more point. We as Christians, I'll even back up from that. As individuals, members of the human race, we have one spirit and one body. That's it. One spirit, one body. Now, those of reincarnation say one spirit, many bodies. Not so. One spirit, one body. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, a scripture that you're so familiar with, but let's read it. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 21, verse 27. And inasmuch as it is appointed for men to die once. Now, reincarnation says that it's appointed to man to die many, many times. Many, many, many times. But that's not what the Bible says. That it's appointed for man to die one time. And then after that comes the judgment. There is no possible way that there can be reincarnation. To believe in reincarnation is to reject God and is to reject the Bible. No possible way that there can be reincarnation. One other scripture, and that's in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, if you'll turn back there once again with me. But I want to read the beginning of this chapter. Here Paul, later on in the chapter, talking about this reconciliation and this new creature. But before that, he talks about death. He tells us what happens at death. And I want us to read that, verse 1, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 1. For we know, get this, this is what we know. Not those things of mystic religion, of reincarnation, not those things of New Age religion, of Gnosticism or Platonism, but this is what we know, this is it. That if the earthly tent, which is our home, is torn down, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. We know that we only have one body, one physical body. When this physical body is done with, when our spirit departs from this physical body, it will never enter another physical body. Verse 2. For indeed in this house we groan, longing to be clothed with our dwelling from heaven. Now get this. As Christians, we would never desire to be reincarnated in this physical life. We would never want that, even if it were possible, and it's not. But rather, we groan to be clothed with our dwelling from heaven. So, especially young folks, when you go out and you see these movies that are on TV, Pam and I watched a movie just the other day. We had no idea it was going to have anything to do with reincarnation until right at the very end, boom, there it is. And I don't know if I'd really have picked it up without studying this lesson. And so, we groan to be with God in eternity. And we do not want to embrace the pop cultural doctrines of reincarnation. That's not what we want to do. Verse 3. Inasmuch as we, having put it on, will not be found naked. For indeed, while we're in this tent, we groan, being burdened, because we do not want to be unclothed, but to be clothed, so that what is mortal will be swallowed up by life. Now he who prepared us for this very purpose is God, and gave to us the Spirit as a pledge, Therefore, being always of good courage and knowing that while we're at home in the body, we're absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We are of good courage, I say, and prefer rather to be absent from the body and to be at home with the Lord. There is only one physical body, verse 1. And when we're done with that body, we will not receive another physical body. There is only one chance in this life. And that's one of the great things people think about reincarnation. You get multiple chances. You know, with mystic oriental religions, you get as many chances as you want till you get it right. And then you get to be in eternity, in eternal bliss. And you've got just as many chances as it takes. If it takes you 1,000 lifetimes, you got 1,000 chances. That's not so. That is not so. We only have one chance, and that chance is the life that we have here today. We walk by faith. This demands that we reject the doctrines of reincarnation. We live in one physical body. When it dies, we enter into eternity. We're never to live again in a physical body. And let's not be caught up in these feel-good doctrines of New Age religion. Let's reject reincarnation. What's comforting about these New Age doctrines, there's no punishment for sinful people. You get to try over and over again until you get to heaven, and there is no punishment. And if you can be reincarnated over and over again, there's a sense that you're immortal and you're your own little God. Those are all lies, not true. The truth is, there is punishment. The truth is, we have only one chance to get it right, and that is in this life. The truth is, we will not live in another physical body. The physical body you have today, that's it. That's the only physical body you'll have, that we groan to have our new bodies in eternity. No, you're not immortal, not in the body you're in right now. And no, you're not a God. You serve God. You're not a God. Here's the invitation. If you want to get your songbooks out, number 269. If you understand that you only have one life on this earth to live, that you only have one physical body, that you don't get to try over and over and over again till you get it right, this is your chance right here. If you understand that, you will want to make the most of your life for everybody that's here, whether you're a Christian or not. You want to make the very most of this life that you can make. There are no second chances. And if you're not a Christian this morning, you'll want to become one. You'll want to become one so that you can put on immortality and live with God in heaven for eternity. You will want to do that today. What must you do? Simply believe in Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins. Change from doing the wrong to do the right. Confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Be baptized into Jesus Christ to be reborn. This is the true rebirth. Reincarnation is a lie. To be born again. To be a new creature. So that you can be in heaven for eternity. If we can help you at all this morning, I want you to step to the front as we stand and sing.